Black Kryptonite, The Corruption of Supergirl by Jack the Monkey. Chapter 1. Loss and Found. The sun was just beginning to wane as Supergirl took flight over the bustling cityscape of National City. With a speed that defied the laws of nature, she sliced through the atmosphere, her red cape billowing like a flag caught in a tempest. Her blue eyes, sharp as sapphires, scanned the city below, ever vigilant. An urgent cry for help echoed through her enhanced hearing, pulling her attention towards a school bus teetering on the edge of a cliff, precariously balanced between safety and a fatal plunge. Her heart pounded in her chest as she pushed herself to move faster, a blur against the setting sun. As she neared the scene, her eyes caught sight of the terrified faces peering out from the bus windows. The children inside were screaming, their innocent voices filled with unimaginable terror. A shiver ran down her spine, and for a moment, she was taken back to the day when her best friend, Jasmine Smith, the one she couldn't save, had worn the same expression of sheer terror. Shaking away the painful memory, Supergirl swooped down, her powerful arms wrapping around the body of the bus. The metal groaned under her grip, and the bus rocked slightly, eliciting a collective scream from inside. "Hang on, kids! You're safe now!" she called out, her voice strong and reassuring. With a colossal effort, she lifted the bus off the ground, the sheer weight of it testing her superhuman strength. But she remained unfazed. She was Supergirl, the Girl of Steel, and she would not let these children suffer the same fate as her friend. Setting the bus down on safe ground, she made sure everyone was all right before taking off, leaving behind a group of awestruck children and a breathless teacher waving and thanking her from below. Supergirl soared back up into the sky, her heart heavy with a bittersweet symphony of relief and regret. The day was won, but the victory felt hollow. She had saved the children, yet the ghost of her failure still haunted her. She arrived home, or rather, her apartment. The place was modest and tidy, much unlike the grandeur one might expect of a superhero's dwelling. But she wasn't just Supergirl from Krypton, she was Kara Danvers too. A simple girl from National City trying to make a home on Earth. She looked around, her gaze falling on the photograph of her and her best friend, her eyes as bright and hopeful as her own. A pang of grief washed over her, and her heart clenched. Her friend had been her rock, her confidant, her laughter on gloomy days. Losing her had been like losing a part of herself. She touched the photo, her fingertips tracing over her friend's face.
"I'm so sorry," she whispered,
her voice barely audible.
"I wish I could have saved you."
Her eyes drifted to the symbol of House L, emblazoned on her suit, a symbol of hope. She was supposed to be a beacon for the people of Earth, but she felt as if her own hope was being eroded by guilt and regret. Overwhelmed, she sat down on her couch, staring blankly at the wall. She felt a hollow emptiness inside her, an abyss of despair that swallowed her joy and left her with nothing but a chilling sense of loss. She felt more alone than ever, more alien. The people of Earth saw her as a hero, a savior, but beneath the invincible exterior, she was grieving for her friend, just like any other girl. As the sun finally set, painting the sky with hues of orange and purple, Supergirl looked out of her window, the weight of her responsibilities and her grief settling heavily on her shoulders. She was the Girl of Steel after all, but even steel could bend under pressure, and she felt herself slowly bending under the weight of her sorrow. But she couldn't afford to break. She had a city to protect, people to save. With a heavy sigh, she gathered herself, pushing her pain into a corner of her heart. "I'm so sorry," she whispered again to the silent apartment, her voice echoing her profound grief and loneliness. And as the night rolled in, Supergirl, the hero of National City, wept for the friend she couldn't save and the smile she couldn't bring back. The sun had barely risen when Supergirl's phone buzzed with an incoming message. She reached out from her cocoon of blankets, eyes still half closed, and squinted at the screen. The name Diana flashed across the screen. Wonder Woman. Kara, Diana's voice echoed through the small speaker. Her tone was a mixture of excitement and concern. We found something. Something in Diana's voice made Kara straighten up. What is it? She asked, her sleepiness evaporating like morning fog under the sun. It's a crash site, looks like Kryptonian technology. And there's a container, Diana replied. Supergirl felt her heart race. Kryptonian? Are you sure? Diana affirmed, pretty sure. The symbols, the tech, it all points to Krypton. It seems futuristic, even by Kryptonian standards. The notion of a Kryptonian crash site stirred a flurry of emotions in Supergirl. Excitement, curiosity, and a twinge of homesickness. Maybe there were answers there. Answers about her planet, about her people, about herself. Where is it? She asked, her voice edged with anticipation. Mid-Atlantic Ridge, beneath the ocean. But there's something else, Kara. There's kryptonite. Not green, though. It's black. A shudder ran down her spine. Black kryptonite. She'd heard of its existence, but had never encountered it. Unlike its green counterpart, the effects of black kryptonite were largely unknown to her. Do we know what it does? She asked, anxiety lining her voice. Uncertain. But considering your reaction to other varieties, it's best to treat it with caution, Diana advised. Supergirl took a deep breath. All right, I'll retrieve it. Are you sure? Perhaps Batman could... No, it's from my home planet. I should be the one. Don't worry, I'll be careful, Kara said, with a bit too much confidence in her tone. In the hours that followed, Supergirl found herself deep beneath the Atlantic Ocean, her body withstanding the immense pressure as if it was nothing more than a slight discomfort. As she approached the crash site, she saw the wreckage twisted and scattered across the ocean floor. Despite its battered state, the ship was unmistakably Kryptonian. She could make out the symbols etched into its metal hull, the same ones she'd grown up seeing on her home planet. Inside the wreck, she found it, a sleek obsidian container holding shards of black kryptonite. Their presence sent a shiver down her spine, and she felt a knot tighten in her stomach. She carefully secured the container in a protective case designed to handle even the most dangerous of substances. As she flew back home, the container safely stowed, Supergirl couldn't help but feel a sense of trepidation. The black kryptonite was a mystery, an enigma. She wasn't sure what it would do to her, and the uncertainty was unnerving. Knowledge is power, she murmured to herself, clutching the container. But she couldn't shake the unease that gnawed at her. Despite the container's secure casing, she felt as if she was holding a ticking time bomb. Could this be a key to understanding her heritage, her people, and herself? Or was it just another weapon, a tool to harm and destroy? The more she thought about it, the more questions formed, twisting and tangling like a complex web in her mind. With a weary sigh, she set the container aside on her table and slumped onto her couch, her gaze locked onto the enigmatic shards of black kryptonite. For the moment, they were contained. But the lingering mystery they presented was a puzzle she needed to solve and a potential threat she couldn't ignore. "I'll figure you out," she promised, her voice low but resolute. The daunting task before her was enormous, but she was Supergirl, and she would face it head on, no matter the cost. Supergirl's night was plagued with turmoil. Even in her dreams, she couldn't escape the gut-wrenching loss that had taken root in her heart. She saw her friend, vibrant and alive, a stark contrast to the cold reality she now inhabited. Her dream morphed into a nightmare. She watched, helpless, as her friend fell, the fear etched in her eyes reflecting her own. She reached out, but it was too late. With a gasp, she woke, sitting upright in bed, sweat-soaked sheets clinging to her trembling body. "No," she muttered, clutching her head as if she could physically remove the haunting images from her mind. In her distressed state, her arm knocked the black kryptonite container from her bedside table. It landed with a crash on the floor, the lid springing open on impact. Shards of the dark crystal scattered around her feet, reflecting the pale moonlight that spilled through the window. "Oh dear!" she exclaimed, her voice cracking. She reached down to clean the mess, her fingers brushing against one of the shards. A sudden jolt of energy surged through her, taking her breath away. It felt good. The crippling sorrow that consumed her thoughts seemed to dissipate, replaced with an odd sense of euphoria, a semblance of peace, a brief reprieve from the constant pain. She felt invigorated, powerful, and alarmingly, a stirring of arousal. "Mmm," Kara moaned to herself. The relief was appreciated, and she started to squirm in her own skin as a wave of pleasure washed over her.
"That's nice," she said, sliding her hands up and down her body.
Suddenly, Kara shook her head, snapping out of it. She stared at the black kryptonite, her heart pounding in her chest. Its effect was as intoxicating as it was terrifying. She slowly put it back in the container, her hands trembling. A feeling of loss washed over her as the initial surge of energy faded, but the underlying sense of dread remained.
"This is what it does,"
she whispered to herself, her voice barely audible.
"Does it make the pain go away?"
She spent the rest of the night in fitful rest, her mind spinning with questions and fears. By the time morning came, she was exhausted, her thoughts mired in confusion and concern. Despite her fatigue, she couldn't shake the memory of the black kryptonite's touch, the way it made her feel. Supergirl hesitated before leaving her apartment, her gaze lingering on the container. For a moment, she considered staying to feel that intoxicating rush again. But she shook her head, reminding herself of the responsibilities she carried. With a heavy sigh, she stepped out into the morning light, heading for her job at Catco Worldwide Media. As she went through her day, trying to work, her thoughts kept straying back to the black kryptonite. The memory of the sensation it invoked, the sheer power and allure of it, was tantalizing.
"Focus, Kara,"
she chastised herself, shaking her head as if to physically dispel the thoughts.
"Hey, Kara. Birth to Kara."
Susan, Kara's co-worker, was waving her hand in front of her.
"Oh, hey, Susan. Sorry, I'm out of it today,"
Kara said, rubbing her temples.
"It's okay. You just need a break. Come on, let's go grab some lunch,"
Susan offered as she led Kara out of the office.
"I know a good Thai place."
But no matter how hard she tried, the allure of the black kryptonite loomed in the back of her mind. Its mysterious power seemed to call to her, a siren song she wasn't sure she could resist. But that was silly. She was Supergirl, and she was built to resist anything. The streets of National City were painted with shades of red and orange as the sun began to set. In the midst of this picturesque scene, a villainous figure emerged, the notorious Metallo, his green kryptonite heart pulsating with menacing energy. He tore through the streets, leaving chaos in his wake. But National City had its guardian, and she was ready to face him.
Supergirl launched herself into the sky, a streak of blue and red against the evening hues. Her heart pounded in her chest, adrenaline coursing through her veins.
Metallo was a formidable adversary, powered by the very element that could cripple her. And yet, as she rocketed towards him, she was oddly calm, her mind not on the fight, but on the black shard safely stored away in her apartment. She shook her head, pushing the thought aside as she closed in on Metallo. She needed to focus, and she couldn't afford to be distracted, especially not now.
Metallo turned as she approached, a twisted grin on his metallic face.
"Supergirl," he sneered. "So nice of you to join us."
Supergirl landed with a solid thud, her stance wide, ready to take on whatever he threw at her.
"This ends now, Metallo," she declared,
her voice carrying a stern warning.
"Oh, that's a shame. Say, you look different. Have you done something with your hair?"
Kara briefly felt a jolt of pride in her looks, and with it came a feeling of gratitude for Metallo's compliment. She had, in fact, been trying something new with her hair, and he was the first to notice.
"Thank you. But no,"
Kara said, shaking her head.
"This ends now."
The ensuing battle was a blur of movement. Metallo, powered by kryptonite, was stronger than most of her adversaries. He swung his metallic fists with brutal strength, his attacks calculated and precise. Supergirl countered each blow, her own strength rivaling his. The impact of their fists colliding echoed through the streets, a symphony of violence that sent shockwaves through the city. Despite the intensity of the fight, Supergirl's mind kept drifting back to the black kryptonite. She found herself longing for its touch, the sense of power it had given her. She shook her head again, berating herself for such thoughts.
"Stay focused, Kara," she muttered under her breath. With a final, colossal effort, Supergirl delivered a punch that sent Metallo flying backward, his metallic body crashing into a nearby building. She quickly reached into his chest cavity and pulled out the kryptonite heart, encapsulating it in a lead box she had brought along. With his power source removed, Metallo collapsed, inert and harmless once more. Supergirl took a moment to catch her breath, her heart pounding in her chest. She had won, yet the victory felt hollow. There was no triumphant surge of satisfaction, just an overwhelming sense of weariness. And lurking beneath it all, the insistent pull of the black kryptonite. As she began her flight back home, she spotted a familiar figure on the sidewalk. The woman's face was lined with grief, her eyes filled with a sorrow that mirrored her own. It was Martha, the mother of her lost friend. A wave of guilt washed over Supergirl as she landed, her super hearing picking up the rapid beat of Martha's heart. "Martha," she began, but before she could continue, Martha's hand flew up, striking her across the face.
You could have saved her," Martha cried, her voice choked with tears. "You're supposed to be a hero."
Supergirl could only stand there, her cheek stinging from the slap. But the physical pain was nothing compared to the crushing guilt that enveloped her.
"Martha, I..." she started, but her words trailed off as Martha turned and walked away.
Supergirl watched as she retreated, each step a piercing reminder of her failure. The world saw her as a hero, but to Martha, she was the reason her daughter was gone. With a heavy heart, she took to the skies again, tears streaming down her face. The fight with Metallo, the encounter with Martha, the haunting allure of the black kryptonite, it was all too much. She felt herself spiraling, the walls of her world crashing around her.
Raindrops tapped on the window pane of Kara's apartment, each droplet carrying with it the weight of her recent confrontation. The world outside seemed distant, muted, as if it were a dream, but the sting on her face and the weight in her heart were very real. Stumbling into her living room, she caught a glimpse of her reflection in the darkened window. Tear-streaked face, haunted eyes, and a lost soul. Each breath felt like lifting a mountain, and each heartbeat echoed the pain of betrayal and guilt.
"Why?"
she whispered, her voice a mix of agony and despair.
"Why can't I just forget? Why does it hurt so much?"
She began to pace, her footsteps light but her soul burdened. Kara stopped before the wall of photographs, her fingers grazing a particular one. Herself with Alex, Lena, and her dear lost friend, all smiles, ignorant of the storm on the horizon. Lost in her torment, her eyes inadvertently darted to the table by her bedroom door. The sealed container lay there innocuously enough, but the black kryptonite within pulsed with an almost predatory allure. Her feet moved of their own accord, drawing her closer to the container. The logical part of her mind screamed at her to stop, but a deeper, more primal part craved relief from the relentless pain. With trembling hands, she opened the container. Just a touch, she thought, a momentary escape. The moment her skin met the black crystal, a wave of cold numbness surged through her. It was like diving into a dark, still lake, where all sounds and feelings were muted. The anguish, the guilt, everything vanished, replaced by a quiet, blissful nothingness. Startled by the profound silence within her, she jerked her hand away. The immediate rush of emotions was overwhelming, the grief now even more acute when contrasted against the tranquil void she had just experienced.
"No," she murmured, her voice shaking. "I can't bear this."
She reached out again, her fingers wrapping around the black kryptonite. The coldness of the crystal seeped into her, turning her world to quiet monochrome. The storm of emotions that had raged within her was calmed, replaced by a still, peaceful darkness.
"Yes,"
she whispered, hugging the kryptonite to her chest.
"This is much better."
Retreating to a corner of her room, she huddled on the floor, the crystal cradled against her. The rain outside continued its melancholic song, but inside Kara felt detached, floating in a serene abyss, a smile curving her lips as she surrendered to the seductive embrace of the kryptonite.
As she drifted to sleep on the carpet, she began to rub her thick thighs together. Down below, deep inside her pussy, she was wetter than she'd ever been before. A little pool formed underneath her, on the floor where she slept.